WJTL, that's Crowder Run, Devil Run, Laura Stories, I Could Just Be Me, and Point of Grace, Keep the Candle Burning. Good morning, 749.
Beautiful day in store, sunny skies and 76, clear and 52 tonight, then sunny and 83 tomorrow, partly sunny and 87 Thursday for the National Day of Prayer. We do have a chance maybe of some afternoon showers Thursday. Right now, 45 in Harrisburg, 49 in York, 51 in Lancaster.
This morning, our special guests from Woodcrest Retreat, Cliff Martin and Adam Fox are here. Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you here. Cliff is the executive director. Cliff, tell us about Woodcrest.
Well, Woodcrest Retreat began in 1959.
Wow.
So we're coming up on our, 60 years, if I did the math or something like that. But we started out with 19 acres back in 59 and have grown to 110 acres of woodland. And we are a summer camp and retreat center, and we're just outside of Ephrata. We have one of our unique things is our 225-foot water slide. So when people think about Woodcrest, they usually think about that feature. It's great for all ages. And, of course, many of our summer campers look forward to that.
That's awesome. And Adam is here. He's the director of the summer camp. And, Adam, tell us about your summer camp and how folks can get involved this year.
Oh, guys, I love summer camp. It's amazing. Just not because it's just fun, but also because it's a unique way that, you know, God's love is shared. I think there's something special about when you go into the woods and you're in nature and you're God's creation, it opens doors. And I was actually a summer camp counselor myself in overnight camp for a couple years. And just being able to speak into the lives of kids and, you know, when you're sharing about, you know, or letting them share and all of a sudden, you see the light come on in their eyes and, you know, it's almost like physically a weight is lifted off their shoulders. And, you know, you're just, you know, it's not you, it's God.
Right.
And you know, being able to see God move in that way is just an incredible experience. So our overnight camp, our theme this year is Beyond Belief, the Universe of God. And what we want to do is, when you look at the night sky, it's just kind of, it really puts in perspective who we are in God and how big God is. And we want to be asking the question this summer, what if God is bigger than what we think? What if he's bigger than our fears, our struggles, our worries, and he's big enough to take care of them? And, so we'll be digging into that a lot. And really, hopefully by the end of each week, every kid will leave knowing that they are loved and valued and that they matter to God and that God is big enough for their problems.
In addition to the overnight camp, you have day camps as well?
We do. So every day camp week, we have a different theme. So that can include, for example, one week it might be Hawaiian week or outer space, or it could be a Wild West. So we try to keep it fresh for them.
Any great stories from the past that sort of give a good glimpse into how camp works?
Oh, my. I just think, I guess just, just the kids coming and, it all comes together and it's just exciting. We feed off each other and there's just some emotion.
That first day when everybody arrives, that has to be really fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And then bittersweet when they leave.
Bittersweet.
Definitely. And Cliff, I understand that you have another opportunity for folks to come out, not to a day camp or the overnight camp, but a very special camp.
Yeah, we have a father-son camp out coming up. You know, that relationship between dad and son is important. And sometimes, at least I remember, we get busy and we don't have the time to really spend quality time sometimes with our sons. And June 8th and 9th is a 24-hour Friday night to Saturday afternoon. This year's theme is Blast Off in Faith. And we get to have dads and sons work together to build water rockets.
Oh, that sounds like
and,
fun.
And, of course, some group games and, of course, some spiritual input and foods available. And you can all find all that information on our website at woodcrestretreat.org. And so then some other programming that we do beyond summer camp is on the web. Take a look at that. But we also have rental facilities, for special occasions, birthday parties, wedding receptions, business events. We do some team building kind of things, youth group team building or even business team building. And then we also have the campground, where families can come camping, Sunday school classes, churches, and spend time, just sitting by the fire, worshiping together. And we just provide the venue there where people can come, enjoy themselves in God's creation.
And you have a new building that you're about to complete.
We do. We're wrapping up in the next month here our expansion to our dining hall. It's really coming together well. It's going to be a unique space where there's going to be extra meeting rooms. So you want to get out of the office and have a meeting, hey, come to Woodcrest. We'll provide the space for you in that facility. There's going to be an activity space and some additional place for like family reunions. Again, like I said, business events. Check us out. We have a wide variety of opportunity.
Lots of opportunities. Summer camp, overnight camp, day camp, the father-son camp out, and lots of opportunities for rentals as well. Check it out online, woodcrestretreat.org. Cliff and Adam, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having
Next time you come, Adam, you got to bring us a Snicker cookie.
I know. I can't believe I didn't this time.
Snicker surprise, is that
That's
what it
right.
was called?
Yeah.
We look forward to it. Back to the music we go with David.